What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Make the Day Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Luther. It is another beautiful day here. I just want to start by saying thank you to the supporters and thank you to the reporters out there. Guys, I appreciate each and every one of you, everybody who has been here with this show, who has shared the messages that we bring, people who have shared their messages with our show. Guys, I appreciate each and every one of you immensely. So thank you for being here. Thank you for the ratings and the reviews, and we're going to keep pushing forward. But today I want to jump in and I want to talk to you about one of the most important, one of the strongest flexes that we all have in our journey. And it's really important to understand this, because this flex can be lost or forgotten about so easily, right? We've talked about it before, us being humans, we are creatures of habit, right? And as creatures of habit, we can attempt to change things and easily get brought back to the way things were, because that is where we are comfortable. When we try to change things, keyword being try there, we can come back to that later. But when we try to, when we attempt to change things, whether it's our circumstances, our situation, whatever battles we're facing in the current moment, when we attempt to change these things, we're getting our body out of a zone of comfort. We're not used to doing what it is. So if that means getting up earlier or going to the gym or doing more at work or doing something different in your relationship, anytime we make this attempt, we're taking our body out of our comfort zone. We're negating the existing muscle memory that we have, right? For you, it may be you come home from work at whatever time, and when you walk in the door, you set down your things, you take your shirt off, you go say hi to your wife, your kids, whatever it may be. However your day plans out, but I can almost guarantee, without a shadow of a doubt, that you go through a similar routine every day when you get home, much like when you get to work. A lot of us have a routine for when we get to work. A lot of us have a routine for when we get up in the morning. A lot of us have a routine for when we go to bed at night. And these routines are our comfortable spot. This is something that we have embedded into our daily activity through years and years and years of consistently doing the same thing. Now, don't get me wrong, consistency in that is great, but what happens when it comes time to change that consistency? And that's where this flex comes in, this one factor that can change everything. And that is the power of your focus. And guys, focus is something that has to be intentional. It has to be intentional in your activities. It has to be intentional in your words. It has to be intentional in every aspect thereof. Otherwise, you're going to slip back to that comfort spot. And I can speak from experience and say that when you fall back to that comfort spot, it's harder to go back to the uncomfortable. And there's a thousand reasons why. But for most people, it boils down to imposter syndrome or feelings of failure or any plethora of feelings that may exist around slipping up, right? We all have slipped up in our journey. The difference is those of us who decide to get back on the horse, to not give up, and to keep moving forward, we retrain that focus in our mind. We get realigned to why we are here in the first place and what we are doing here in the first place. And we keep moving forward. And I can tell you, focus isn't just staying on your path. Focus is making sure you're in alignment on the right things, the right projects, the right ideas, the right visions, the right dream that you see for your life. All of that plays into your focus, because as you focus on those things, you're going to start seeing more of it. You know, there's a great analogy, and my family, we are horrible when it comes to the punch buggy game. And if you never heard of it, it's Volkswagen Beetles. You see one, you call the color and say punch buggy, and we no punch back after it, because I guess you can punch people back, but whatever. It's slug bug. You might have heard it that way. Woodchucks with the wood panel vehicles back in the day, same thing. But it comes down to that, right? When you're focused on it, you're going to see more of it. When I'm not thinking about punch buggies being around, I don't see them. But the second my kid brings one up, now I'm on the hunt. Now I'm looking. Now it's intentionally there. You may have experienced it in your last vehicle purchase, right? You see a vehicle you really like. You go drive it. You feel it out. Hey, you know what? I don't see a lot of these on the road. You drive it off the lot, and next thing you know, you see five in the next 10 minutes. And you're like, what the hell? Did everybody go out and buy the same car as me? No, they didn't buy the same car as you. You are just now focused on it subconsciously. You're focused on it, and now you're noticing more of it. So guys, when I say that this is one of the most important flexes that you can develop, I am not joking. Focus by far is the most important flex that you will ever, ever have. And if you lose it, if you drop it, if you forget about it, and you slip back to old creature comforts, guess what? We all do it. We all have fallen to some point. Hell, some of us will go and burn down the whole damn world because we lost our focus for a minute. And I speak on that because I am guilty of it. So guys, I hope you have an absolutely awesome day. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing this podcast. Thank you for the support. Guys, I appreciate each and every one of you. Until tomorrow, make the day awesome.